views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Whew, what a morning, and good morning to you. I'm Janice Underwood, and you are listening to The Janice Underwood Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we help you experience some topics that will help you create the life you want. Today, specifically, we're going to talk a little bit about conscious relationship, creativity, nature, mindfulness, success, all of these great tools that would help you get where you want to go. And I'm so, so happy to have my guest today, Beth McDonald, here with me. You know, it's been just such an honor and a pleasure. You know how you meet someone in your life and they kind of come into your life very unexpected, but you're so glad they came. And then you're like, wow, what took you so long to come into my life? Well, Beth is one of those people for me. I just always love connecting with her. And I'm just so grateful she can be here. Let me tell you just a little bit about her before I bring her on. Beth is one of America's top corporate intuitives, and she's just got such a range not only just what I would call her education, but also she has these natural gifts that she has blended so well to help people in the business sector and in corporate environments achieve and also bring some of that mindfulness and that spirituality into their work. And so it's always such a delight. You know, I never know where our conversations are going to take us, but that's the fun of energy, right? So I'd like to welcome Beth. Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
Hi, Janice. Thank you so much for that magnificent introduction. I feel the same way about you. And I'm so grateful to be here. So thank you.
I am too. So speaking of gratitude, one of the things I love to do is to connect into the energy of gratitude. I feel that it is one of the most powerful vibrations we can connect into, especially when we're stuck or when we just need a moment to reconnect to what we're doing. And so, hey, would it be okay if we went into a moment of gratitude together? And I'll go first because I'm so grateful that you're here. You are in the vicinity of some of the Thomas Fire situation. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I can see the helicopters going along the ridgeline from my window here. And as you spoke, I started to tear up a little bit. I'm a California native. I've lived here for most of my life. I've lived in Santa Barbara since 1982, and fires are a way of life here.
Yeah.
And, you know, you come to absolutely worship and revere the firefighters, not just the locals, but the firefighter infrastructure in this country, and how we've got people here from all over the country helping. And, you know, to see them working so hard on the behalf of so many other people, you know, at the top of my gratitude list today is just the firefighters and the infrastructure that funds them, that our tax dollars pay for. You know, I know taxes in America is a hot button topic right now, but for me, I'd gladly pay more taxes to keep this stuff going, you know, because this is not the first time. My home's two blocks from the southern border of the voluntary evacuation line.
Okay.
But I've had fire come within like 5-6 blocks of my home before, and so this is not my first gratitude moment with the firefighters.
Oh, goodness, yes.
Yeah, it's a big honking deal right now, and I'm just grateful I have electricity and running water and people protecting my home. And so gratitude is easy to come by some moments, and this is sure one of them.
Yes. Yeah, and I am so grateful that you were able to be with us today. You know, we've been talking in the background back and forth, and I've been, you know, praying for, you know, your safety and other people's safety there, because it's something I can't even imagine. I did not grow up with that type of situation, so I can only imagine how it can impact people for years to come. So, yay. So I'm so grateful for you to you being here.
Oh, thank you for your flexibility. Yeah.
No problem.
Well, that reminds me of a really incredibly important aspect of the whole concept of gratitude. You know, there are moments like right now for me where gratitude is real easy to access. It's very natural. I don't have to work for it. It's right there. But the trickier part is being able to stop and redirect your mind and your heart in those moments where gratitude is like harder to find, where it's not on the tip of your tongue, where it's not at the forefront of your mind. And some of the most powerful work you and I both do with people is helping them develop the tools and the discipline to be able to stop when they're in those moments of no gratitude or less gratitude, and really attempt at least to get back to that place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's not something that naturally comes, especially when you are running a different energy. So let's just say you're just having one of those days, right? And let's just say Mercury retrograde is happening too.
Which
you
it
can't
is.
Communicate, which it is. Oh my gosh.
No less. Yeah.
You know, and you're just in it, right? You're in a completely different energy. What we're asking of ourselves in those moments is to move the ship, is to steer the whole ship in a different direction. And that can be difficult because you've got to understand you've got energy at play. You've got now muscles in your body that are engaged. You've got thoughts coming in. So yeah, it's a multi-layered process to shift ourselves into a different way of being in those moments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it requires discipline. It just really requires discipline.
I'm hearing the best... now. Practice, practice, practice.
It's absolutely that. It's absolutely that. You know, one of the simplest tools I make people do in, you know, session work and coaching when things are skewing pretty dark is a bit of a reality check. It's like, yes, some of these things are hard and painful, and let's take a minute and write down what's good, what's right, what's working, what are you grateful for? And if you have to train yourself to stop, you know, 3, 4, 5 times a day and do that for a couple of minutes, then let's do that, whatever it takes. But the bottom line is how do we help people learn how to know themselves well enough to find the thing that works best for them and then develop the discipline to do it.
It's so much about discipline.
Yeah.
And I love that you brought that up, because what that brought for me visually is I was sitting back in my corporate job. And there I was, you know, thinking that this gratitude thing was really stupid. I had heard it from someone else. And and I thought, well, that's not going to change my work environment.
Right.
You know, I just tried it one time. I thought, you know, there are things that I'm sure I'm grateful for. And of course, it was like, I'm grateful for my children, right? And their health. And I did. I started this practice in my little cubicle before I would start work. Just for a few minutes, I would jot down 3 or 4 things. And oh my gosh, did it really start changing my life? And you're right. We just don't know what's going to work for us or for people. But I always say, let's try it. You know, let's just try it.
Yeah, and that's where I love that you said that, because one of the things I find in working with people and groups of people is that you have to be able to customize it. You have to be able to personalize it. You have to be able to take these generic concepts like a gratitude list and making one a couple of times a day and figuring out how it works best for different individuals. Sometimes people need to actually write it down. I'm one of those people. And you know, there's indicators in the chart astrologically that can help you figure out what methods might work best for you. And, you know, that's also a process. And it doesn't matter to me. You know, there's schools of thought where you always have to do certain things a certain way. And I tend to be a little looser about that. It doesn't matter to me how you do your gratitude to turn your head around, as long as you find what works best for you and figure out the best way to do it and make it a part of your, not just your daily life, but as it becomes a part of your daily life, it becomes part of your way of being. And then you're the one that's the bright light in the room. You know, you're the one that brightens people up just when they lay eyes on you, when you walk in, right. You know what I mean? Because they know that's who you are. It becomes part of you. And that's the big picture. That's the long-term.
I totally agree with you, Beth. I love that, you know, because it is, it's such an individual journey. And so, you know, we have to honor our journey. And what I love about the Life Creator System in its current form is that it is about that. It's about what is working for us as our own divine expression of creation down here on earth. And so we're getting ready to take a quick break. So hold that thought with me, Beth, because we're gonna pick up where we're leaving off right now. And for our listeners, you're listening to the Janice Underwood Show. I'm here with Beth McDonald. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll continue exploring this gratitude and our own creator nature within. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the Life Creator System and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the Creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Hi, everyone. We're back on the Janice Underwood Show. And my guest today is Beth McDonald, who is talking to us a little bit about gratitude and, you know, how our relationship is different with, you know, with all of us. We all have a different relationship with gratitude and how we get connected to that, you know, into gratitude is so unique for a lot of us. I share my thoughts with Beth in that I like to write. I mean, that's my thing. If I can put words down, it really connects me into the energy. So let's talk a little bit about energy, Beth.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I love energy. So tell me a little bit about what you know about the energy of relationships. When two people come together who have so many different aspects at play, what is that all about? What is that energy about?
Oh, there's so many, we could talk about this for hours.
Mm-hmm.
This is so crucial. The energetics of relating and relationships, because we have to figure out how to work with other human beings. And it's so complicated. There's so many different things going on at once, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Energetically, when you were saying that, the picture I got in my head was that of a Venn diagram. And, you know, and that relating energetically is a lot about, you know, one person and their auric field and all that's within it, you know, and they're standing next to somebody else and their auric field. And then as they get closer together, those auric fields overlay each other. And there's this Venn diagram spot in the middle where everything happens. And so there's so many different schools of thought about things with cords and, intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
There's just so many different things, and so you kind of have to work with, again, you have to personalize it. An example from my life right now is there's a particular kind of visual things that I see. It kind of looks like a strong wind blowing gray fog, usually from right to left in front of me. There's a particular kind of visual. There's a particular kind of kinesthetic feeling I get in my body when there are fearful people around me. And, and it's not just fearful, but it's fearful at like fever pitch, like post-traumatic stress levels. And, the cause can vary. And, you know, sometimes it warrants me like really drilling down and figuring out, okay, who is this or what groups are this, you know, and do I need to take action right now? Yes or no. And most of the time it's just no. Most of the time it's, the answer is no. And the words that come back are just no, just no. There is this fear. It colors people's behavior. It's not you. It's not yours. It's not yours to fix. However, how you manage these people in this moment, your success or failure at that will hinge on how you address the fear. When people are afraid, they're not at their best selves. And so you really kind of have to, you're at a choice point. You can throw a match on the gasoline and make it worse, or you can step up into your higher self, your better self, and kind of be the bodhisattva, be the grown up in the room, be the beacon of light, and try and make it better, or at least like the Hippocratic Oath, first do no harm.
Right.
You know, please,
right.
God, help me to not make this worse. I might not be able to help this person or this group, but help me to at least hold myself in a way and conduct myself in a way that doesn't make it worse. So again,
right.
back to your, it's like, know how the energetics of relationship are very different from soul to soul, person to person. Mm-hmm. We are,
I'm
as Stephen Covey said, interdependent,
yeah.
and just know that, you know?
I'm asked to actually pause on intuition because, you know, one of the things that came in the last show was about intuition, and not everybody trusts their intuition.
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
that is one of
right.
the hardest steps in recovering all of our, what I call our creator senses in the life creator system.
Right.
It's like, how do
right.
we actually understand how to listen to intuition? And so what are your thoughts on that? Especially, you know, because we need our intuition in relationships,
oh,
especially.
We do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about that. Yeah.
Okay. I really believe that everyone has an intuition. It is the sixth sense. And if you go back to ancient cultures, First Nations, Aboriginal cultures, the more ancient religions, it's a piece of that. And their way of being, the way they brought people up, fostered it. We don't mm-hmm. do that here. And there is there are two things that I think are the main blocks to intuitive development or trusting your intuition. Actually, I want to back up for a minute and I'll come back to that. Most people think accessing their intuition is the hard part. I don't agree with that. I don't ever
find that.
I'm with
you. I don't agree with that. That's the easy part.
Most people get pummeled by their intuition all day.
Oh,
and
yes.
they just don't recognize it, or if they do recognize it, they don't know what to do with it. And the two greatest blocks to trusting your intuition and using your intuition are fear and willfulness. And so in most training programs, key components are learning how to calm yourself, learning how to desensitize the fear parts, and then also learning how to deal with your will. So much of the time we get really good data from our intuition, but the overriding thought is, well, I don't want to do that. That's going to be hard, you know, or mm-hmm. I don't want to do that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. And you know what that's bringing up, Beth, is that's when I see that people stay in relationship to whatever it is, the bad job, the bad relationship with the person, the, you know, the codependent push-pull, they stay in relationship too long because they're like, oh, but I don't want to hurt their feelings. Oh, well, my intuition told me this isn't good for either one of us, but
it
can
yeah.
be hard to follow that and to end something.
Or even just to have boundaries.
Yeah.
You know, I was working with a family a while back where the matriarch was showing signs of dementia.
Mm.
And, you know, talking with the family and what do we do? And I actually see this a lot. It's happening again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy to access and talk about. But,
yeah, yeah.
But one of the predominant things that happens when an elder member of your respective tribe starts to show signs of serious decline is, oh, we can't say anything or we can't do anything because we'll hurt her feelings.
Mm.
And it's so dangerous, especially in a situation like that, because there's legal liabilities, there's financial mm-hmm. liabilities, there's moral liabilities, like what happens if she kills someone while she's driving or hurts someone, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's just a lot to weigh out. Our fears really get the better of us, especially fear of confrontation or of rocking the boat or of hurting someone or upsetting someone or just mm-hmm. being in confrontation, in conflict. Especially Americans,
yeah.
We have we're so conflict avoidant, and it's a thing. But you know, again, personalize your toolkit and figure out how to best use the tools you already have and make them work best for you.
Yeah, yeah, and intuition is one of them. You know, in the Life Creator system, the way that it's structured is so that we can have not only our physical senses, but we can use intuition and vibration, because our bodies naturally are designed to pick up vibration. You know, but right. when you're being bombarded by vibration all the time, you know, I was right. just telling you how my current living situation is probably the busiest I've ever put myself in. And so it requires a different level of tending to it and making sure that my body can right. get the information that I need to tell me, oh, hey, I'm safe on this street, or hey, that person's energy, you know, I need to be calmer, or, you know, I need to expand out my energy, or whatever that is. And so it can be really right. challenging. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. So, right. so I want to make sure that we can complete this thought. So we are almost yes. close to our second break. Do you want to tell okay. people quickly how they can get a hold of you? Your web address.
Your website. Web address mm-hmm. is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
Wonderful.
And I also have profiles on Facebook and LinkedIn and Google+ at this point, and Instagram even. That's new.
Oh, really? Instagram, huh? Yeah. What do you post on Instagram?
Epic Astrology on Instagram.
Oh, nice. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Yeah. yeah. I have not done the Instagram myself yet, so I'm not too familiar with it. Every once in a while on Facebook, it will show up, I guess. I guess it'll tell you if someone's posted something on Instagram, but it's very interesting. Yeah. All right, cool.
I haven't figured out how to do that yet, but I'm on Instagram.
Hey, you're one step ahead of me, so that works well.
I'm grateful. We're grateful.
We are very grateful today, yes. All righty, so we're going to get ready for our second break, and when we come back, we'll continue talking about, all this customization of how we use these senses that
Absolutely.
We have and how we manage energy in relationships. So again, I'm Janice Underwood, and you're listening to the fabulous Beth McDonald on our show today. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Well, hello, everyone. We're back on the Janice Underwood Show. I have Beth McDonald here with me. We've been talking about relationships, energy, intuition, and really honing in our own toolkit and learning how to use it. So, Beth, I have a question for you. I think this is right along your expertise because you work with people in professional settings, corporate, you know, people who are would you say that they're bringing spirituality into their business?
Most people that I work with are trying to do that, yes.
Okay.
They're trying to create greater integration between their spiritual lives and their material plane existence. And that Buddhist principle of right livelihood, that's really the heart of it right there.
Yeah, we were just talking about intuition, and so I have a question for you on that. I mean, how does one... Well, how do they be intuitive in a work environment? Is it possible?
It's possible. It's really possible. You also, there's two things. You have to be intuitive, but you also have to be in reality with what you're dealing with. It's like, be where you are. And the first phase that I tell people in crowded situations, in high stress in situations, in densely populated areas, it all goes back to grounding. Come back, you know, into yourself. When we're stressed out and fearful, our energy becomes very diffuse. We spread it out like throwing a handful of sand. And so, like, the first phase is recognizing that you're ungrounded, you're a little out of your body, you're a lot out of your body, and come back, contract energetically, bring it back, and then kind of go in and touch base. What's going on? For me, I always start with, like, my heart chakra. I know, like a lot of people say, like, where's your root? But I have to go through my heart and then go south to get to my root. Again, personalized. Do it very.
It's all personalized.
Do it. Don't judge. Don't judge. Just do it. However it comes back, just reel it back in and then ground yourself into your body, into your root chakra, and then down into the ground. And then I always encourage people, you know, grounding is so underrated. People just don't get how powerful it is and how simple and elemental it is as a tool, but it's mission critical. If you're not grounded, you ain't got squat, and it's really massive.
True. Yeah. You know, one of the hardest talk about consistent action or having discipline. One of the hardest things that I've taught people in my practice is the grounding process. And, you know, I had to learn it myself first. I always love when we have clients that are kind of like us, but just in a different role. And, but for me, I was out of my body and I didn't know it. But I was out of my body because of chronic pain. Who wants to be in a body that doesn't feel good?
Exactly.
And so for years in my career, I would have these sparks of brilliance and I'd have these great creative ideas and I could implement them most of the time. But the other thing was sometimes I couldn't build rapport with the team members or a relationship because I didn't know I was so ungrounded.
You know, I was just, right. My energy was off in the ethers and there I am in a cubicle.
Right. And that's another piece of it. You know, first is recognizing when you are and are not grounded, but then also recognizing what your triggers are that pull you out of your body. Chronic pain is one of them. And most people our age, you know, people over 40, over 45, especially into your 50s, it's like everybody's dealing with some sort of physical pain or discomfort. And so that's a factor. Learning how to manage your physical body in a way that promotes more groundedness is an epic thing, you know, and another thing that happens for women, and it's a hot button topic right now in America, is workplace environment. If you have a sexual predator or somebody with bad boundaries or someone who's kind of a power tripper in your office, that will also serve to unground you. And so, and with some people who are really pushing the envelope in terms of unhealthy behavior, it's a strategy. I don't know if you're familiar with the shock doctrine, but that was a thing that came out in during the George W. Bush administration that was a real eye-opener for me. And I see this a lot in political environments. I see this a lot in heavily territorial environments in the corporate sector, where for a lot of people, being angry and abusive is a strategy because they know it will knock you on your heels and that you will become ungrounded and you will not be able to respond. You'll be so off balance and so off kilter that you're basically in survival mode and you can't pose any kind of a threat to them or any real opposition. You're easily dominated.
And wow, that makes a lot of sense.
It's a power move. It's a total power move. And what happens for me a lot is I get people who just realize that's going on and they need help. This is actually one of my target markets. I'm really good at this. It's like when people, and it's often women or gays and lesbians and or minorities or some overlap thereof, where it's like, I just realized that I can't stay grounded at work. And then people want to do the geographic thing where it's, oh, I'll just change jobs. And it's like, no, honey, wherever you go, there you are.
And they're the new cast of characters.
To haunt your daydreams. And your nightmares. And so it always is about going inward, deeper, more masterfully, more loving, more forgiving, more powerful. And again, you have to exorcise whatever your personal demons are and heal those parts so that you can stand there and be calm and grounded in the face of whatever crazy hurricane is in the conference room with you at that time. You know, it's just always about getting rid of whatever your fears and anxieties are so that you can stay grounded and be calm and be in the moment and do the next right thing.
Yeah, because then
that
intuition.
Was very long-winded. I'm sorry.
No, that's great. And, you know, in fact, you're probably helping me clear up some stuff because I'm having all these scenes and now my conscious mind can have an understanding of what was going on because I would work with teams and trying to build consensus for compliance programs. And there were, we had these nasty characters that no matter how I approached them, they would startle me or they would yell at me or they would call me names, you know, all of these things.
Right.
And so now my mind is going, oh, that's what they were trying to do. So it's really nice because, you know, you're helping to give some consciousness to some things that my body probably went through that I didn't understand. So, hey, see how good Beth is, people? She's amazing.
Thank you.
This is really nice because we don't know these things. So if we take that, then we're not grounded, then it seems like that would be really difficult to have our intuition.
Right. So it's as complicated as life is, your toolkit is very simple. You know, be in touch with your body mind. Am I in my happy place? Am I not? Am I grounded? Am I not? And if you're not, you have one job. I don't care what else is on your to-do list. It's like Esther Hicks says in the Abraham material. It's like you have basically one job at all times, which is to monitor your vortex. If you're in your vortex, you have one job. Stay there, right? If you're not in the vortex, you have one job. Get there. Period.
I do love that. It's very simple. Except, you know, it sounds simple, but it can be very difficult because it is a practice that we develop. And, you know, to me, what you're bringing up is the time that I spent more building altars and I had this house with this big hill. And that was my spiritual practice for about 15 months of just doing that and being and really learning a different way of being grounded. And you know what's interesting to me is what was coming into my practice were people with more and more trauma and some really big trauma. But you know, I had to become calm so that I could help them move through that energy because, you know, trauma energy is, we could talk about that for a long time. You know, there's so much, you know, I've been working with people about the frequencies of trauma and how they get embedded in the body. So, and then forget your intuition, right? You're not going to be able to listen to your body because your body's in the shock most of the times. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So Beth, let's hold this thought so we can go to our next break. Again, tell people how they can reach you. What is your website address?
My web address is www.bethmcdonaldconsulting.com. And I also have listings, presences on Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, and Instagram.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And yeah, I have actually had a session with Beth and she really helped us get, you know, we had some inklings, myself and my husband about what we needed to do next. And so I was like, hey, I'm going to call Beth. Let's see what's going on astrologically. And sure enough, you know, she was like, yeah, totally, you know, do this. It's time for you all to do this and really look at building a framework. And so it was really helpful. You know, what I like about your work, Beth, is you have the spiritual and the intuitiveness, but you also give very grounded advice. And so I love that you have this balance of both. And so totally, if you're listening today or listening in the future, go to her website and just check it out. She's an amazing tool that you can use in your toolbox, right? You can pull her out and say, hey, what's going on now? I highly recommend it. So with that, we're going to go to break.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, the Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Wow, what a show today. I just love it when Beth and I get together. This has just been so much fun. We typically, if there is any problem we have, it's that we don't have enough time. So
that
Beth,
is always the problem with us.
Yeah. So I know that there's probably a question out there. Hey, what's going on astrologically right now? What are some tips you can give us as we're wrapping up this year, 2017?
2017. Okay. Well, the first thing I always like to start with is I like to start generic or big and then narrow the focus. You know, I like to start with the wide angle lens and from both a business, financial, and a personal level, you know, you have to be aware of where we are in the seasons, in the wheel of the year. So we're in effectively the winter. We're bearing down on the winter solstice. This is what they call the dark time. It's a more inward time. And it's a time where you're basically assessing what the harvest brought you. You know, what has happened? What were your intentions for 2017? What did you manifest? How did that work? What was good about it? What do you want more of? What wasn't so hot? And how do you want to get less of that? You know, this is the time when we're basically incubating a lot of data so that at the winter solstice and just after, we can create our intentions for 2018, our New Year's goals and resolutions, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, with that said, there's a couple of factors we've got going on right now that aren't always there. One of them is there's basically a really fat grouping of planets in the sign of Sagittarius. Now, Sagittarius rules enlightenment and education, adventure, travel even. And so when there is a lot of Sagittarius, it's going to be easier to have an epic breakthrough. It's going to be easier to learn and to grow. And so in these end of the year ruminations and reflections, you can, if you want, get a little clearer than probably normal and create a different platform, a different foundation for success. Especially if that's your intention, and especially if you integrate that into your prayers and your meditations and your visualizations, and if you do vision boards, whatever it is. And then, if that wasn't exciting enough, we have a Mercury retrograde also in Sagittarius.
Yay!
And so, yay! Well, and if ever you were going to have an epic breakthrough on some particular aspect of your shadow or your personal struggle or whatever, it's now. It's now. And I've been telling everybody this, and it kind of started in August when we had those two eclipses and the Mercury retrograde all in Leo. And so, you know, if you really want, if you really want to address something in your life, if there's a particular dynamic that you keep encountering, you know, Freud called it your repetition compulsion, whatever, like, situations, awful situations you keep recreating, you know, that you're trying to unhook, or if there's particular behaviors that you want to mitigate. Like, for example, if you want to take some ground on being ungrounded and fearful so you can use your intuition better, now would be the time. Set that intention. Create some sort of disciplines and protocols that are a little more aggressive than you've used before. And call in your guides and your guardians and your angels and your ancestors, and ask them specifically to help you with this. Ask them to help you have an epic breakthrough, and then, you know, see what happens. See what happens.
Wow.
Use your discipline, use your tool. Yeah.
I can kind of see why it's, is this something that you encourage people to do every year, despite what's going on astrologically?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
There are certain things.
It makes sense it makes sense that you offer like your sessions at a discounted price, because you're helping people kind of, you know, get into planning and having these breakthroughs and having someone help them get over, you know, whatever humps that they might have in trying to move forward. Okay, cool.
Right.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So by the way, let me just tell people this, Beth, so we don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
So Beth does have discounted sessions that you can purchase. They don't have any expiration date. And you can buy as many as you want. And the hourly rate is $200. And so those are on special through the end of... that's the discounted rate. Yeah, so I highly encourage having a session with her if any of this has resonated with you, because I was just telling her on the break how I've had my own little breakthroughs going on in the last few weeks especially, and it can be really helpful to have someone. So yeah, and this rate and this special is good towards the end of December, is that correct?
Yes, as long as you purchase the sessions before, you know, the end of the month.
Okay.
You get the discounted rate. Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, good. Yeah. And so there, you can find her info on the show info as well, or you can go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. All right. So what's something else we can look forward to then as we wrap up this year?
Well, the winter solstice is always a really magical, powerful time. It's the shortest day of the year. And then the Mercury retrograde ends the day after. And so, that's a really powerful time. If you have it in your schedule, you know, because people can't always do that with it being so close to Christmas. But again, personalize it. There's always a way that you can integrate your spirituality into whatever your life is.
I like that message. Oh, you know, I really do like that message, Beth. I think that's a great message to end on, which is your spiritual journey and how you integrate it into your daily life does not have to look like everybody else's. In fact, it shouldn't look like anybody else's. And so even if you can take just a few moments, I always tell my clients, hey, 30 seconds is more than enough. What would be a closing thought that you would give people as we're winding down our time together?
Well, back to the concept of gratitude and how that kind of overlaps with this emerging field of positive psychology that a lot of people are using now in the workplace. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Alex Haley, the man who wrote Roots so long ago. When asked how he wrote that book, he simply said a huge part of it was to find the good and praise it. We spend so much time focusing on the negative and blowing that out of proportion. And if you can, during the course of your day and the coming weeks, make it a habit to find the good in any moment and praise it, call it out, give thanks for it, acknowledge it, find the good and praise it.
Beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much, Beth, for being here with us today.
Thank you.
If you'd like more information, her information, we've given quite a lot during the show, but it's BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And you can get more information about me. And I'm also putting out some creator wisdom nuggets. Woohoo! I've been compelled to do that. So those are going to be coming out on my YouTube channel, Real Life, Real Changes. And also I'll have them here on the radio show area as well. So again, thank you. Thank you, Beth. And we had some great information today. I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in to the Janice Underwood Show. I had a wonderful time. And please join me every Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Know that you are loved and supported to create in this world. Have a great week.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate, on The Janice Underwood Show.